Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Amen. God bless you. Good afternoon, radio listeners. There will be glory after this. And we decree and declare and we make that prophetic declaration in our life that there will be glory after this. Whatever your this is, whatever your that is, We believe the word of the Lord, you receive it. And so believe that it'll be manifested in your life, that there will be glory after this. Thank God for you for praise. Well, it is Saturday afternoon, and this is the 1 p.m. hour, and this is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. And certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that is a blessing to you, and to you. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And certainly we give a faithful God great praise, for he's worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Certainly, we are glad to be here to share with you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Remember our call-in number if you would like to call in and speak to us. 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we are looking to hear from you, you, and you. We want you to know that in addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. You can catch the replay and the syndication on any one of those platforms, but you can listen here live on Blog Talk Radio. So again, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for connecting with us there. For those that would like to write us, you can write Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address, globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly can also connect with us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. We have a Tumblr page. We have an Instagram page. Please look for us on those platforms as well. We would like to take this time to shout out our sponsors as well, MPT Enterprises, MPT Enterprise, Melanated Beards, Third Lounge, Grandma Etta's Quilting, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We say God bless you, and we encourage our listening audience to support them as well. They have a variety of products and services that they can offer you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your community. So thank God for them as well. Certainly, we do want to also shout out you, our listening audience. And so there are so many of you, and certainly we can't call you all by name, but if you leave us a comment, certainly we'll be delighted to share with you live this experience. Certainly we want to shout out New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan, Mexico, Canada, Jamaica, West Indies, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina. We have a new one. Thank God. God bless you, our listening audience in Argentina, Sweden, Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, France, Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, Hungary, Italy, the Ivory Coast, Nigeria, the Republic of the Congo, South Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, the Philippines, Australia, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. Thank God for you, you, and you. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Jones family, the Odom family, the Allen family, the Bradley family, the Wilson family, the Wiggins family, the Thompson family, the Fells family, the Ugar family, the Hernandez family, the Brinson family, the Robinson family, the Carter family, the Natalie family, the Williams family, the Cox family, the Jones family, the McCoy family, the Walker family, the Bridell family, the Locke family, the Odom family, the Robinson family. We thank God for you, you and you, everyone that's listening, those names that I called, those names that I didn't call. Certainly we thank God for you. We pray God's blessings on your life. We could pray that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper, and continue to share the gospel with us, which is the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And today is going to be usually I read from the King James Version, but today is going to be a NIV, New International Version type of day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of God. And so today we came to you with the message, the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We came to let you know that through the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is salvation, there is healing, there is deliverance. If you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, the gospel is here for you. It is comprehensive. It will heal you, deliver you, save you, set you free. It will put you on the right path in life. Certainly, you don't have to be suicidal. You don't have to be homicidal. You don't have to be down and out. You don't have to be oppressed, because Jesus sees all and he knows all. For the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And certainly we thank God for a God that watches over us all night, all day. The song says, the angels keep a watching over me, my Lord. And so we thank God for this opportunity to share with you, our listening audience. And certainly we do have a message we are going to share with you today, from the scriptures, and we are going to take a break, and we will come back and share a little more with you. And today, if you read the theme, and certainly you can understand a little bit about the music that we are playing today, here it is, Luther Barnes, God's Grace.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It's amazing grace. I thank you for how you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace. God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far. Yes, I did. By the grace of God. I remember the time when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I would obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace, God's grace, God's grace, His amazing grace.
Know how I made it. I made it by God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's amazing grace. Briefly, join me in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1. NIV, New International Version, reads on this wise. I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, body or apart from the body, I do not know. But God knows. Was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things that man is not permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weakness. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Today, we are kept by his grace. Stay tuned.
Clap those hands, ooh, clap those hands. If you catch by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands, ooh, clap those hands. If you catch by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands, come on and clap those hands. And let the church say,
amen,
because
oh,
he's been good.
He's been real good.
Yes, real good.
Oh, clap your hands.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Oh,
he's been good.
He's been real good.
Yes, real good.
If you're thankful for his grace, let me see you clap those hands.
Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that we have never seen before. We thank you for the opportunity to declare and decree your word for around the world. We pray that your people see all of thee and none of me, that the word falls on good ground today, that it touches, it heals, it encourages, it delivers, it saves, and it sets free. We bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy, that came to block the word of God. And we ask that you continue to bless us and keep us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Briefly for a topic today, I want you to know that glory and grace are friends. Glory and grace are friends. Glory and grace are friends. And so they go hand in hand together, just like goodness and mercy. And so here, if we were to zoom in on one scripture out of verses 1 through 10, it would be simply verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And so we thank God for the word of God. Certainly there are so many things going on in life today, And the hymn writer said it this way: time is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory your enraptured soul will view. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And certainly, I am encouraged today to hold to God's unchanging hand. Certainly, every week brings new challenges. Every week brings new joys. It brings new sorrows. Sometimes it brings celebrations of life, and it brings sadful celebrations of transition or grieving moments of death and despair. But nonetheless, God is still God, and his glory and grace go together. And so as I look at the scripture, I cannot look at the scripture, my grace is sufficient for thee, without remembering my childhood, without remembering the past, without remembering grandma's house. On the wall was a plaque. The plaque simply said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Certainly, it didn't mean much at the time as a child. I was able to read. I was able to write. But certainly, I had no understanding of what the grace of God was. I had no understanding of what the sufficiency of grace meant. But it was there on the wall in a plaque. It was engraved, and it did not move. And I came to let you know today that just like that engraved inscription or writing on the plaque about God's grace being sufficient, I came to let you know that the house may be gone, the plaque may be gone, grandma may be gone, people that read it may have been gone, the people that made it may be gone, but God's grace is sufficient, for God's word will stand forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will not pass away. Because John said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so Jesus Christ is the manifestation of God's word. And because, what did he say? He said, I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and I am the end. I am the first and the last. And so because Jesus stands, because he is the word, certainly we know that grace still stands and grace is still sufficient. For Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so glory and grace will always be friends, because here it is in the scripture. And so what we find out in the scripture is that Paul, we most likely always talk about Paul having a thorn in his flesh. But the thorn came after experiencing a vision and a glory from God. He was being caught up into the third heaven. And there are scholars and theologians suggest many different things, many writings that some said that there are seven heavens. And so the third heaven is, according to research, is supposed to be the throne, is said to be the throne room of God. It's the where God abides. And so Paul was given this revelation. He was given this vision. And certainly not everybody is given vision. Not everybody is given dreams. But certainly when you get a dream or if you get a vision, hold on to it, because God has a plan, a purpose Perhaps he needs something he needs to show to you. Now, not every dream means something, but sometimes God gives us insight, foresight, wisdom, and knowledge. And certainly if you can't explain it, perhaps he'll put somebody in your way to explain it for you that has been gifted. But my grace is sufficient for thee. Glory and grace together. So he was caught up into the heavens. He was in paradise. He experienced the glory of God. Karen Clark said the heavens are telling of Jesus and his glory. A mighty God we serve. And so all we have to do, the hymn writer said, it took a miracle to hang the stars in space. It took a miracle to hang the world in place. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle to do those things. And so all we have to do is look at the sunshine, look at the rain, look at the clouds, look at the moon and the stars, look at the trees and the flowers, look at the mountains, look at the seas, look at the rivers, look at the oceans, look at creation, the animals, look at the rainbow in the sky, look at your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, look at all of God's creation, and certainly you will see the glory of God. Now, some people haven't walked in the glory of God, but because you are creation, you are a part of God's glory. And so we thank God for that. But after all of this experience, and perhaps he was out in the spirit, or we like to say he was slayed, and perhaps maybe we don't know what he was doing. He might have been asleep. He might have been rolling around. He might have been caught in a gaze. Whatever the situation is, he experienced his greatness. And we know that Paul was on fire for the Lord, and certainly he was preaching and teaching, and certainly we attribute most of the New Testament to Paul's writing. And so he shares this with the church at Corinth and said, listen, I've been suffering. If you read back to chapter 11, it'll tell you how he had been suffering and how he had been through some things and how he had made some sacrifices. And all of us have made some sacrifices in life. We've helped people that hurt us. And sometimes hurt people that help them. But whatever side or whatever case you've been on, it's a good thing when you can experience God's glory like Paul did on the Damascus Road. He met Jesus. And so it's important today that you meet Jesus, no matter who you are, where you are, what you've done, or where you're going. Meet Jesus on today. Know him for yourself in the pardon of your sins. And certainly let the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within you to lead you and guide you and to teach you and to bring all things to your remembrance. My grace is sufficient to thee and for thee. And so after experiencing all this glory, he had a thorn in the flesh. There was something that wouldn't let go of him. It wouldn't turn him loose. It kept bothering him day and night, in the morning, in the noon, in the evening, on Monday, on Friday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Tuesday, in the winter, in the spring, in the summer. When it was raining, when the sun was out, it was something there that always bothered him, and it never let him be who he really wanted to be. And he went to God three times about it, and God just didn't move it. It didn't go away. It kept coming back. But God's response was, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And I'm certainly glad today that we serve a God that when we are weak, he is strong. And so we could declare and decree that, yes, we experience God's glory, but yes, we know the grace of God, that God will give you the tenacity, the strength to go through, to weather the storm, to stand your storm, knowing that you're going to anchor by and by. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. And know that the King of glory will come into your situation with sufficiency. He will bring you grace. He gives you his grace, gives us the only begotten of the Father, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. And today we're able to go boldly to the throne of grace, because Jesus came, he lived, he died, he suffered for us, And so whatever your situation, whatever your habit, your addiction, your fault, go to God about it, knowing that he will give you the grace. Now, listen, don't get it twisted. He will give you the grace to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free, because not every thorn do you have to live with. And so we have to understand, while God gives us thorns and some things he gives us grace for, there are some things that he graces us with deliverance. He graces us to bring us out, to bring us through, so that we can look back and say, it was the grace of God that brought me out. It brought me through. And it is sufficient unto this day because of the shedding of his blood, because of the remission of sin, because of the power, because of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, because of his work on Calvary. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. And today we are thankful for God's grace, that his grace is sufficient for us. We almost let go, but it was because of God's grace that we are here today. And so we give him glory. We give him honor. We give him praise. The heavens are telling of Jesus and his glory. A mighty God we serve. Paul was caught up into the third heaven, into paradise. Stay tuned and be blessed.
God we serve.
Almighty God.
a telling of God and his glory, a mighty God we serve. I love that song. It is so beautiful. It is so well said that God is mighty God. He's a mighty good God, and certainly he's awesome. There's none like him. So we can search all over and find that there is none like our God. He's the God of all flesh. He's the God of all creation. He's God in creation, and he's Jesus Christ in redemption. And so we praise God for the one and only God, our Father, creator of the ends of the earth. Hast thou not heard, known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the world, changes not, faintest not. Amen. All right. Again, we thank you for sharing with us again this experience, worship, praise, song, and the word. And certainly we pray God's blessing on your life and your ministry. We want you to remember every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio, also syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And certainly we look to hear from you. Leave us a comment. Leave us a question. Leave us your concern. Certainly we will reach out to you. Again, thank you. Thank you. We're going to close in prayer. We want you to know and continue to trust and believe in God through every situation, and know that glory and grace are friends. Glory and grace. Once you had a high moment in life, there may be some other moments that are not as high as that, but God's grace is there, even in the valley and the midst of the storm. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy, for another day we've never seen before, God. Continue to move by your Spirit. Have your way in our lives. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. God, bless us coming in and going out. God, make us to be a blessing to others, that we can bless somebody else, that our light so shines before men that they see our good works and glorify you, our God, which are in heaven, God. God, we ask that you continue to touch the sick and afflicted. God, we ask that you heal them right now in the name of Jesus from all manner of disease and infirmity, God. Remember those that are down and out, those that are oppressed, those that are suicidal, those that are bound, those that are in prison, God. Remember those that are homeless, God. Remember those that are jobless, unemployed, and have no food, God. Remember your people everywhere, God. We cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us. We're knowing that we're able to go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need, God. And God, we thank you for having mercy on us, for having compassion on us, God. God, we thank you for making ways for us, God, for opening doors, God, right now in the name of Jesus, for closing doors in the name of Jesus, for changing somebody's mind, for bringing peace to the mind, to the peace to the body, the soul, and the spirit, that everything is subject to you, that everything has to line up with your word. God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, we give you honor, we thank you for your son Jesus that died that we might have a right to the tree of life. God, we thank you for his blood, for there was power in his blood. We thank you for his love that covered a multitude of sins, God. God, we thank you that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to your power that works within us. We stand on your word. For it cannot, it will not fail. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your glory and your grace, God. We thank you for all things. God, continue to keep us until the next time we meet again. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. God bless you. I almost let go. Felt like I couldn't take life anymore. But Jesus came and grabbed me. Glory and grace are there for you today. Grace will grab you. God bless you.
I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
My problems have
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and He helped me go. So I wouldn't let go.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to tell me, I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. Good.